We're the bosses in the south making money moves. Turning dreams into streams, yeah, we never lose. Columbia's finest, building from the ground. Flipping stacks to billions, we wear the crown. Bosses of Columbia, we're running the scene. Flipping small town, hustling the big time green. From the heart of the city, we're champions.
Welcome to the Bosses of Columbia. We are a group of entrepreneurs who have come together to build in our community. The way we came about, if you're wondering, is that, you know, we all hang out together, we party together, we have fun together, and I figured, why not us build and grow together financially? And so we all decided to come together and build together, and that's what we are doing. We are working to, you know, real estate, other businesses, we work in our community, and so now that you know a little bit about us, I'll tell you a little bit about myself. I am Camille Ware. I am originally from New Orleans, raised in Los Angeles. I moved to Columbia back in 2012, and I am a real estate agent, but I am more than a real estate agent. I am a real estate broker. I own my own brokerage, Love Where You Live Realty, in Columbia, South Carolina. And now that you know a little bit about me, I would like for you to meet the rest of the cast.
Hey, how you doing? I'm Maurice Giles, a.k.a. Mo. I am the owner of Giles Asset Management Enterprise. I am also the CEO of Mahogany Seafood and Cocktail Lounge. I'm originally from Orangeburg, South Carolina, raised in Georgetown, South Carolina, and I am a boss of Columbia.
Well, me, I'm Elizabeth Madison, a.k.a. Liz, originally from Mobile, Alabama. So I'm a resident of Columbia, South Carolina now. I'm an Army veteran. I served 21 years in the Army, and I retired at Fort Jackson. So I made Columbia my home. I'm an accountant by trade, and I work with veterans every day. That's my job here in the military world. I work with veterans, retired veterans, and serving those who serve, basically. When I'm not working with veterans, I am an entrepreneur by trade. I have my own tax business as well. I do several other things as well with my own LLCs, getting government contracts and other contracts. That's what I like to do. That's where the money's at in the current market. And along with that, I decided to be a boss of Columbia because money with other people, bringing their money together, makes more money. So that's a little about me.
And my name is Yolanda Arrington. I am on another Crux Media platform, the Very Necessary Podcast. So you all may know me from there. I am the Jill of all trades, and that's what makes me the boss of Columbia. I can do it, basically everything under the sun. You name it, I've done it. And if I haven't done it, it's on the list to do. So I'm Nurse Pretty by day. And I'm Glodine Fauntleroy by night because it's past my bedtime. I decided to venture out with these young entrepreneurs and do some business and make some money and have some fun in between. So I hope you follow along with us as we go on our journey of entrepreneurship and just showing you how, you know, getting together with your friends and making some money can be a great thing when you do it right and when you do it with the right people.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
A lot of people talk about it a lot, you know, like, what if we do this? What if we do that? Mm-hmm. Why not do it instead of just talking about it? You know, if you don't have friends that you want to make money with, what's the point of being friends?
It's easier to talk about stuff, but not, you think about it. How many times have you ever planned a trip with your homegirls? Oh, the trip sound good to start out, right? Then when it's time to put the money on the table and make some arrangements, that's when everybody start hemming and hawing and, yeah, something came up. I mean, but that's like that with business. That's why you got to be with your tribe who's on the same page as you. So, look, this what we doing. This when I need you to show up. I need you to have your money this day.
Yep, and you do know? It.
Yeah, do it.
As you waiting, it ain't nothing gonna happen.
Life is not a dress rehearsal.
That's my motto. Just do it.
Yeah.
We ain't Nike, but we gonna do it.
That part.
That part.
What you think, Miss Creative?
I mean, I got to think the same thing you think, because we all sitting here, right? We are all bosses of Columbia.
So she's going to be very modest because she got to get used to y'all, but I already know y'all. But my friend is like one of the smartest people I know. So whatever she calls me about and wants me to be on board with, shit, I'm already there, because she's always talking about making some money. And that's my favorite motherfucking thing in the world.
Aw, thank you.
Best conversation in the world.
Yes. I mean, because if we ain't talk about money, we wasting time.
That.
Like, no.
And she modest right now, right?
Yeah, she's very modest.
She's not quiet.
Yes. But when she gets into the groove of it and she get to know y'all like I know y'all, y'all beware. Because
well,
she is a ball of energy.
One thing that I had promised myself was that I was going to be a little laid back today, relaxed or whatnot, and let you all talk. Because for one, Liz says she's a public speaker and she likes to speak publicly, but I haven't seen that just yet, because when we're out and about at different functions, it's always me who's socializing and talking and like entertaining everyone.
Well, because I'm more introverted, you're more extroverted. So being a teacher is different than being introverted / extroverted. So by trade, you can learn to be a good speaker and teacher. Because I was a drill sergeant. So I had no choice but to be a good trainer.
Okay.
And having thousands of people, children, 18-year-olds come in and train during the summertime to have life-saving skills, they can't afford to not learn what they're doing.
Okay.
So you have to learn how to teach them in certain ways. So being shy in front of people is just not a thing.
Okay.
So being confident in front of people and speaking is one thing, but me being friendly with everybody, like being out in public, is just not me. That's just who I am. I don't like everybody until I know them, basically. I'm just not a friendly person in general, put it like that.
And I'm totally opposite.
Yeah,
I like everybody until I don't like them anymore. So
yeah.
And so I'm the mix in between Liz and Camille, because I'm the intro extrovert. Like, I could do people sometime, but not too much. She's going to be like super friendly. I'm going to be on the outside. Like,
see, I'm super friendly, and I think that's where people get me twisted at. Like, you know, they take that my kindness for granted.
Right.
Or weakness or whatnot. But I'm either all the way here with you or all the way there with you. Like, there's really no in between. Like you say, you're in between. Like, when I like you, I like you. But if I ever stop liking you, I'll never like you again.
It's to the death with her.
I don't get to that point. Like, I might be cool, but I'm kind of to the back. I don't really like people like that unless I know them, basically. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'll give them a try, but if I see something that I don't like, I kind of fall back.
Yeah, she's not like you, Yoshi. You like you kind of like, you pick up on vibes and you just don't like the people. You don't really be giving
because
them a chance.
Why should I like you if the vibe is off? Like, you a demon.
I try to give people a chance. I'll give them a chance to make me not like them. Put it like that.
What about you, Mo?
Giving them a chance. I used to be like that. Now I'm learning not to like people, period.
But you're right. And that's
I don't see that in you, Mo, because you seem to like people to me. Like,
well, that's what you think.
Mm-mm.
Oh.
I'm sitting there reading you.
Well, that's
and that's your business. You are in the people's business.
I got people come from.
But more so than anybody, because he's like constantly, you know, groves of people on a daily basis. So like, you are more so with your clients. So you probably got like one or two people at a time. The biggest situation with you would be maybe at closing, when it's like what, 7 people around the table.
I'm always marketing to people. So when I'm out, no matter where I'm at, I'm always marketing in people. I can be in a line at the grocery store. I can be at Burlington Coat Factory. I can be at Mahogany. I'm always marketing to people. So I'm always at work. Just like Mo is at work.
Right.
I'm always at work as well.
But when you're talking to somebody, so when you're at Mahogany and you're talking to people, so now you're talking to one person at a time. You're in a room full of people, but you're talking to one person at a time on an individual basis. He's walking around his club. All eyes are on him. So
not when I'm there.
Ma'am,
yes, ma'am.
No, all eyes are on him. So he's working and he's peeping the scene the whole time. And this is every night he's in his club. Hats off to you, brother, because I did that and it's very stimulating. It's overstimulating at times.
So many different emotions and personalities.
Mm-hmm. I wouldn't want to do it.
Right.
You got some things you're going to take home with you. Some things that you're going to leave there. Sometimes you don't even want to go to work.
Yeah. I think you can get highly scrutinized based on your business. So you have to be open and kind of friendly to everybody.
Be open and friendly at all times.
I can't do that.
Because everybody in the club want his attention. Oh, this your spot? Let me talk to you for a minute. The ladies on them, the men on them, the employees. So they like, everybody's that's a
pulling
lot.
Them, pulling
you
got to
decompress when you go home.
Yeah. And like with me being an accountant, I don't have to talk to people on the phone. I just look at numbers and they're going to tell me what I need to know. I don't have to talk to people unless I have a question about something.
Yeah.
And what numbers do?
They don't lie.
Numbers don't lie.
And me with patient care, like I literally am, I'm one-on-one with my patients. So, but after talking and dealing with sick people for 8 hours a day, people think that I'm being extroverted or mean or, you know, standoffish because I don't answer my phone after 3 o'clock. I'm tired.
Mm-hmm.
I've had enough. I don't want to talk on the phone.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to be by myself in my own little world.
I get it.
So, yeah, it's a different vibe. Especially with, so you better be taking you some vacations or something.
That's the problem. I don't have time for myself. But I am planning to do a whole lot of traveling this year.
Okay.
Hopefully.
And I hope that you plan on traveling with the bosses because, you know, we plan on traveling
as a
group.
Well, we got to do a trip or two. We're doing one or two this year, right?
That's the plan. Oh, so and I'm a travel agent, so I can book all those. That's my, I forgot about that because I've been.
Well, listen.
Have y'all ever heard about the pineapples on a cruise? Yeah. Upside down pineapple. The upside down pineapple. Why are you looking so surprised?
I'm listening.
Okay, so on the cruise ships, there are people who place pineapples on their doors, like, you know, in upside down. That means they're swingers.
Okay.
Yeah, and so other swingers will go and knock on their door, and I guess they'll get together. And I didn't learn this until I was going on a cruise last year.
So your pineapple was upside
down. No, I didn't have a pineapple. No. I was upside down, but I didn't have a pineapple upside down. Okay. I heard they stopping that, though. I heard that the cruise ships are stopping those.
Really?
Being hung on the doors. The cruise ships are stopping everything. Yeah. But that's for a whole nother podcast. Yeah, I heard that. Really? So if they stop that, I mean, even if they were to stop that, right, they're going to come up with something else, you know, creative. They have whole cruises like that, though. Really? Yeah. Swinging cruises?
Yeah. I said a cruise.
Yeah.
Just like
get
the resort.
Out of here.
It's just like the resort. Yeah. It's a cruise.
I be feeling like I'm under a rock.
A big rock.
Yeah, no. I know. I know. I'm the one.
No, I'm
under a rock.
No, I.
Prudence.
I am clearly under a rock.
I think she would be the most outgoing one.
You, I
would
after not.
A couple of drinks.
You're just going.
She's not. I promise you. Promise you I'm not. No.
I don't care what time would you have.
The sex talk I want to hear now is me and this rich nigga in the bed. Like, how much money we going to make? Where you taking me? What you about to buy me? What we about to do? We about to get on the plane tomorrow.
I'm totally different. I'm like, what are we going to build together?
Well, that's what we talking about. So, like, mine are more... I want more goal-oriented conversations with my mate. Like, we focused on, like, to me, when I talk about money with my significant other, that's what makes me come. Not penetration. Like, oh, we going to have this much? We going to do all of this? Oh, yes.
Oh, my God. Understandable.
Her orgasm.
And it's just a level of maturity when it comes to that, to be honest with you.
Oh my God!
I kind of feel
so.
The same
would you think a person who is not money motivated for us, relationship is concerned, is immature?
If you got somebody that ain't on the same wavelength as you, as in the building and making money and doing this, it's boring.
It is. It don't turn me on. I agree with that.
Nothing.
I agree.
You know what I'm saying?
I agree with that.
Oh, it's gotta be full circle for me. Like,
yeah, it has to be a balance. It can't be just about no money. Like, I want to have fun with my person. I want to be attracted to my person. I want to be sexually attracted to my person. Like, it cannot be about we just going to be in the bed. I don't want to talk about money in the bed. I just don't.
But they cannot be poor. I'm sorry, because we're not for
the little ain't nobody
period.
To struggle no more.
So, I don't want to talk about money in the bed. Let's talk about money over coffee in the morning. But when we're in the bed, we
talk about that in the bed when we get up.
That's what I said. Maybe. Once we up, huh?
Sometimes the conversation of money is what gets people through the bed.
Get you.
That's what we're talking.
That's what we say. Yeah. We're saying that that's what turns us on.
Okay.
Yeah.
With you, you'd rather go
that's
ahead
my
and have
foreplay.
Sex than talk about the money.
Okay.
Well,
first of all, let's be clear. Your girl ain't getting none, okay? But let's be clear. I'm more of an emotional person, and I'm not.
In your ears?
Excuse me?
You got nobody whispering in your
You
ears.
Know damn well. Wait, Mo,
how long you see?
Wait, hold up, because we talk about it all the time.
Okay.
Do we not talk about it?
You don't give nobody a chance to.
Because I don't want that right now in my life. Like.
What?
What?
I'm just saying, you know, you got to get out. You got to.
I don't want to get out.
You're waiting on this guy.
Who said I'm waiting? Let's change the subject to
still,
the bosses of Columbia.
You're still
okay?
in love with them. It's part of being the boss.
But
love,
no, but
love
I'm not waiting
you,
on anybody.
Love
I'm not
make
waiting
you
on the bill.
Or break you when you're in the business that we're in.
Yes.
At the end of the day.
I'm not waiting
you know
on
what
anybody.
It does?
What?
It's
clouds
a distraction.
Your judgment. Yes.
It's a distraction.
It's not a distraction.
It's
I'm
a
not
distraction.
A distraction. I'm not distracted. I'm not.
Yes, you are.
No, I'm not.
If you.
You cannot
you
tell me.
You are. You just said that a few minutes ago.
What did I say? I'm distracted? Did I say I'm distracted? Yes, and that's not me. I can't do what I'm supposed to do.
It's a distraction.
So are you in love?
To be honest with you,
mm-hmm.
I'm in love with the money.
Everybody knows.
I'm in love with the money.
I knew it was
going to
say that.
You know what I'm saying? And therefore,
do you?
Therefore,
are you dating, Mo?
I am. I am dating. But the thing is, just like we was talking about, certain
on the way here, you want to talk about what we were talking about on the way here?
Conversations turn you on. You
mm-hmm.
know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
If you ain't talking about nothing, you ain't got nothing going on, I ain't paying you no attention.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? I need you to have goals, morals, and you got to have that go-getter mentality.
Okay.
Right.
And I've never dated a man who didn't have the go-getter
but that's what I'm getting at.
Mentality.
And I'm not saying that you're a thing, so therefore it's distracting you.
Mm-hmm. No, it's not distracting me.
Go back and get your man.
Can we move on? Can we move on?
All right, let's move on.
Well, I mean, he did bring up a very significant point. So I'm gonna. So we do these questions on my other show. So like, they'll be like hypothetical scenarios. So if the man in the black trench coat just walked up to you today or tomorrow and said, hey, understand you're in a relationship with somebody, but if I give you the amount of money you need to have the monetary freedom away from your job, life, whatever, but you got to give up that love because I feel like that love is a distraction. Would you do it?
No, because I might not like him.
So she answered the question.
No, okay, so this is you giving up the Now, he's not saying he's going to be the significant other, but he's saying, I'm going to give you the money to afford the life that you need, but I don't want this person that you're dealing with in the way because I feel like it's going to be an issue later on down the line. So you got to pick.
But my life, money is not an issue for me now.
Okay.
Neither is my person.
Okay.
So I'm not worried about it.
Okay. So you don't have to make the decision. That's good. That's a good way to be. Amen, Liz.
Oh, I ain't talking to nobody that's poor.
Okay.
At all.
And I concur. Mm-hmm. I totally agree with that. So, Mo.
It better be a woman. Ain't no man in no trench coat.
Okay,
talk to me.
So the woman with the trench coat. The
Laura, you already know the scenario is changing. The gender is changing
in the
scenario.
She got her, they got the viewers need to know our lives. So, Mo is, how many days a week you're in your club?
Seven.
So you expressed earlier, you don't have time for breaks and vacations and different things like that. Not so really now, not, the not. Lady in the trench coat has walked up to you. She said, I'm going to give you all the money you need to invest in your businesses to where you can have a manager run your businesses. You don't have to be there every day. But you got to give up this woman you with. So love. You can't have any attachments to anybody. You willing to do that?
I'm going with the woman.
Aww.
I'm going with her.
The woman in the trench coat? No.
The woman in trench coat.
Oh. Yeah, he not saying the woman he with. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm going with the woman
okay.
in the trench coat.
So, same question. Applies to you. You ain't got to sell another house a day in your life. Mm-hmm. But ex that you got on your brain and anybody else, you can't have that. Mm-hmm. But this is the money to afford the life you
I'm
want.
Not going with the money.
You're not going with the money.
You could just stop asking the question.
Okay. Well.
Because if that was the case.
We got a two for two because I'm going with the man with the trench coat.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm not going with
it. Yeah, I got to go. Mm-hmm. And it's not a bad thing.
I don't think either one are a bad thing.
Yeah.
No, because we got two for love and then we got two for the money. Mm-hmm. So, I mean. That's a good balance.
Gotta go.
Well, yeah. Like me, if you ain't what I want, I cut you off anyway. So that's the thing.
So yeah, you're pretty in a pretty good situation. Yeah,
I'll cut somebody. If you do the wrong thing one too many times, you gone. That's right. It. It ain't no more explanations. That's it. I'm done. So I don't need nobody to cut somebody off of me.
All right. So anything else you want them to know about you, family? Like, okay, so let's talk about bosses and family life because I know about Camille and her family. I know about a little about Liz and hers, but we don't know anything about your family life. Mo, I know you have some children.
Oh, man, I got 5 kids.
Mm-hmm.
I got 4 girls, 1 boy.
Oh, wow.
I got twins that's graduating this year. So life right now at this moment, it's kind of hectic trying to get these kids going into adulthood, you know?
Mm-hmm.
2 of them are the adults. I got 2 that's graduating that's going to be adults. And then my baby girl, she's 15, who is truly a boss. All my kids are bosses, but my baby girl is truly a boss. And I guess they learn that from just being around me. And being in the atmosphere that I be in, because that's what I had to take them at. It wasn't no, oh, we going and have fun and do this and do that, which we did. But to have that fun to do this and do that, we had to go make this money.
Mm-hmm.
So they had to look at that. They're still going through that. And I don't know, with my son, he always been laid back and he don't care about them. He don't care about none of that. As long as he can be with his friends or have some fun, play basketball, that's what he wants. But eventually he gonna need that money. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, life ain't always about money. But you can't be no boss without it.
Can't live without it.
You can't live without it. It spells power. Power, it spells freedom. It's just everything. And I want them to have it all. You know what I'm saying? I don't want them to have to work hard. Let's go ahead and have generational wealth now.
I do want them to work hard. This generation, they think this money comes easy. That's what they think.
But that's the thing. We're working hard for it, right?
Yeah, but I want them and to
they're gonna,
that.
And they're going to see and do the same thing that we're doing. So it's hard work. It's hard work maintaining money. It's hard work trying to hold on to that thing, man, versus when you're at the top, everybody coming for you. Everybody want that easy money, suing you. Everybody wants you not to have nothing. Everybody wants you right down there where they're at. You know what I'm saying? And it's hard to stay up here and try to teach your kids to be humble at the same time. You know what I'm saying? So, family, I'm big on family, especially my kids. Relationship-wise, four years divorced, or whatever. Me and the wife, ex-wife, we wasn't on the same page with raising the kids and what we wanted to do future-wise. You know what I'm saying? And it's not a bad thing. We just wasn't for each other at that moment. You know what I'm saying? If it was, maybe later on, after we done learned about each other, sure. If not, I'm fine with that too. But at the end of the day, I just want to make sure that the kids, them all right, and her, because you was a chapter in my life, you know? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I'm the oldest of 9 kids, 3 girls and 6 boys. We were raised in Los Angeles, California, in the Crenshaw District. I moved away from my family in my mid-20s and moved to Jersey. From Jersey, I moved to here with my then fiance. I have a daughter and a grandchild. I do have a sister in Columbia, and my mother is in Columbia with me as well. My niece and nephew. My daughter's boss. A boss of Columbia.
That's right. Lee.
Amory. And Cash. Mm-hmm. Him handsome. He has rosy cheeks.
Thank you.
Well, as for me, I have 3 kids, a 25-year-old boy, my daughter, she's almost 15.
25-year-old man.
Yeah. Subjective.
He lives with me. So
boy.
He's my boy. He's always my little baby.
He's always my baby. There you go.
So he's always my baby. And then I have a 9-year-old little boy. So, yeah, my kids are so spaced out. So, yeah, sometimes I was like, what in the hell was I doing? I was free. I could have been free right now. Mm-hmm. And then I have a 4-year-old granddaughter. My son, he works. He's pretty laid back. He doesn't, he's not a go-getter
right now. Gotcha.
No, he was spoiled most of his life. Put it like that. So he's not a... He's a very spoiled son, put it mm-hmm. like that. When he was younger, I was in the military. He would stay with my parents when I was deployed and stuff like that. So he was the only grandchild for a very long time. So he's very spoiled child. My daughter, she does cheer. She was doing dance, and today she made her high school varsity team. So yay. Yes, yay. So I'm very happy about that. She's very happy. So we'll see how Westwood does this year with her on the cheer team. And my 9-year-old, only thing he cares is about Roblox and basketball. So they get a lot of my money, and I'm about to invest in Roblox.
Yes.
I was just about to say that.
Yes, boss.
They take a lot of my money. But other than that, that's about it.
Well, I am a widow of 9 years. And I loved my husband dearly. He was very influential in me becoming a boss. So shout out to him. And I have a 24-year-old daughter who has been with me every step of the way in me growing into the woman I am and the boss that I am. So when I had my salon, she was there as my little receptionist on the weekend, helping me clean up. Like, she knows how to do everything under the sun as far as admin duties in the salon. Then when I had my bar, she was my bartender, my little housekeeper, go pick up liquor for me, everything under the sun. So I'm hoping that my influence on her over time will cultivate her into some type of entrepreneur, because that thing don't like to work. not no regular job. She's a millennial. She's a YN. She like that fast money. She like that hustle money.
Yep.
So just to work a job, it don't work out too good for her. Now, will she hustle and she go in there and work and make a couple $100s? Oh, yeah, she like that. So I'm hoping one day she'll own some type of business where she can have the financial freedom that I didn't know about at 24. Mm-hmm. All I knew about was working a job.
Mm-hmm.
And then I had to grow into the knowledge of, hey, Black women can literally own their own business and have the freedom and make their own way and make the rules for themselves. So I just want that for her. I want that for all of our kids, honestly. And I think, you know, we can be great influences on them just based on what they see.
Absolutely.
So, yeah.
And not only our kids, other kids in the community, working with other kids, you know.
Well, with us being bosses, that's one of our responsibilities.
Absolutely.
Is out there doing the community service and stuff like that. You know, we have the fun. We have the fun and we have the games and stuff like that. But then we got to get serious and take care of the community. Because at the end of the day, we don't make this money from nobody else but our community.
Absolutely. We were recently at the autism event. And we have the senior citizen event coming up. What is that, next Monday?
It's actually May 19th.
Yeah. And then on another note, we have Mo's birthday party on June the 7th at Club Champagne.
Birthday party.
Yes. Ooh, 50. All white 50. With a splash of Sprite.
Yeah. How's she going to turn her face up at your stuff?
I did not like that idea.
Okay.
But it's not my birthday, but I am letting him know. Because it was originally supposed to be all white.
We're going to have us a good time, though.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Always a good time.
And I got a couple of surprises for y'all. Not doing my birthday. On top of that, as the year go on, we got some things we can do. Like you saying that you can get us to Mexico or whatever. Yeah. I got some deals coming up on some private jets and even yachts if we need to put our hands on it.
Oh yeah, I think I know
some people.
We can have a yacht party.
Hey. Almost definitely, we're doing a yacht party. Remember?
Yeah, we discussed the yacht party. Yeah,
we'll we'll have a yacht party before the summer's over. Hopefully,
absolutely.
Yeah, I better get y'all some friends that's doing some big things so y'all can enjoy.
Can I ask a question? If you had someone who was coming to Columbia, let's talk about Columbia because we are the bosses of Columbia, and they asked for a recommendation of a restaurant, what restaurant would you recommend to your friends?
First, it depends on what they're eating. To be honest with you, downtown, I'm going to send you to Halls.
No.
You don't like Halls?
Hell no.
He said. Okay. Where he's going to send his friends, but why?
I send mine to Halls. And I also send mine to Bourbon.
Okay.
I love Bourbon.
I like Bourbon.
Of course, if you want to have a good little vibe, a little good time, come to Mahogany's.
But, of course.
Nah, I mean, personally, if I'm coming in to do business, you know, friends, and they're doing business, and we're going to sit there, and we're going to chop it up for a nice, quiet meal that we can sit down and talk. Not saying that Hall's quiet. Our Bourbon's quiet because you got all the distractions around you.
I just interrupted you, and I shouldn't have done that. But I've had, like, 3 bad experiences at Hall's, and I'm like, what is the fuss about Hall's? Because I'm sorry. It ain't been hitting not one time I've been there. So
what you got?
But I just feel like everybody just blows it up so much. Like, it's just like the thing to do. But maybe I hit them on a bad night. Y'all going out to Halls.
Three times in a row.
Right. There you go. I'm good. Well, see, I was invited by other people. But that wasn't my first choice. But I'm going to say, out of all of the restaurants and baby, I'm an eater. Mm-hmm. I eat. I'm a greedy girl. So I know about fine dining. Now, if I really want to go and have something good to eat, I go to Charlotte. Them my spots up there. Well,
yeah, most definitely.
Yeah, but if I'm going to be in Columbia,
hold on. Hold on, ma'am.
Yeah, and we better not ask Hawes for sponsorship.
Well, hey, what better than a critic to tell you y'all had some bad nights. Up. Y'all need to get y'all shit together.
Okay.
So, but I would say Al's Upstairs. I'm a side B kind of girl. I like the shit that don't nobody else like. And nobody really knows about Al's Upstairs, but baby, that's a spot, honey.
I saw it on TikTok.
You did?
Yeah, but you're just like me. I go to places that a lot of people don't know. Yeah. We got a lot of hidden gems in Columbia.
So with that said, I'm about to tell you, if I had someone coming to town and they wanted to do breakfast, what's the name of the spot you invited me to?
Oh, Breakfast at Ruiz.
Yeah, that would be Josh my spot.
He's A1. He's number one over there when it comes to this brunch thing. Mm-hmm. He's beating out the competition, which is right across the street.
And what's the name of it again?
Breakfast at Ruiz.
Yep. And if I wanted seafood, of course, and a vibe, it would be Mahogany.
Yeah, I think we got probably about the best seafood in town. We do. So,
I love the seafood egg roll, by the way.
Oh, yeah. We got you. To the night, too. And stuff. Liz, what you like?
I don't really eat downtown and stuff like that.
Well, it don't have to be downtown. We're talking about Columbia, bringing people to Columbia, period.
Yeah, we're bringing people to Columbia, and they want
wings at Mahogany. I'm telling you, I love their wings.
Okay. Yeah, she's on the wings. No lie. I can't get off nothing else.
I love the wings. That's just it for me.
I love the seafood rice.
Yeah, I always have to order the wings when I go.
And I'm not used to like, how would you phrase Mahogany? Is it like a barn grill? Is it like a barn lounge? Like, how would you do it?
At first, it was supposed to be a grown and sexy spot, as in a lounge and, well, a cocktail lounge. But you know, we people.
Us.
We can't, you know what I'm saying? I love my people. But we just think that we can just wear whatever and anything to a spot.
So when you say wear whatever, what are you referring to?
Everything from slides to house shoes.
Oh my God.
Have you seen someone with a bonnet in Mahogany? A bonnet.
Not exactly, unless they come to pick up food.
That's still out the house.
That's still out the house. You're right. I've seen them with the ass cheeks hanging out under their skirts and stuff. You know what I'm saying? If you come
That's normal. They don't care.
But if you're coming to a spot to try to eat and enjoy something, you don't want to be looking at nobody rear end.
Period.
You know what I'm saying?
But you know what, and that's why I can respect the some establishments and their dress codes. Like Champagne, they're coming out, you know, they're just opening, they're, you know, they had their grand opening.
Actually, I would suggest Champagne too.
Yeah.
I haven't ate there yet, but I have been on the inside.
And it's gorgeous.
I've talked to the owners them. I know the owners them. From what I saw on TikTok the other day with the big tomahawk steak coming out with the gold flakes.
That's my favorite. Man. I love some tomahawk.
It's like someplace I want to be. And I'm glad we're talking about it. So I think we need to try them out next week.
I love them.
So my friend's birthday is on the 20th. And I think we're going to Champagne on the 17th. So, yeah, we should make a date for y'all to come out there. Yeah.
Actually, when me and her was over there at Champagne. Oh, I'm sorry. When me and Camille, boss lady, the boss lady was over here.
Oh, y'all see what
we're
dealing with now, right?
Yes. When we was over there last week, and we was talking to lady. Shout out to lady, one of the owners of Champagne. We was talking about doing some filming out there, and going up there and having our meetings and enjoying dinner.
Yeah. And she said yes.
I like that.
And it's really nice.
So we got a date. We got an outing.
And that's where my 50th birthday party is at. It's the day party out there. After party at Mahogany. But besides that, I do feel like it's our job to bring people awareness and bring people here to Columbia. We call ourselves bosses of Columbia.
It's the capital city.
This is the metro, the capital city.
And that's
so
why
I act like it.
And that's why I wanted to bring that conversation back to Columbia, you know, because
Charlotte, I love Charlotte. Right. That's my place. That's my go-to place too, because it's so much things there. But we're bosses of Columbia, and we're gonna bring awareness to these people. We'll bring them here.
And another thing I want you to do as a entertainment establishment is start bringing some entertainment to Columbia. Like, we used to have people who used to come here and do shows.
Well,
you know?
I'm working on that now.
Yeah. I just think that, I mean, people come, but are people coming out for them? Are people going to come out for people?
We never know until we try it out.
But the thing is, we would travel, again, to Charlotte, to Atlanta, to Augusta, to go see these certain people. And don't get me wrong, when you do bring stuff here, we got people that come from all over South Carolina or the next state over to Columbia too. I seen it because I got people that's coming from out of town calling me every day. "Hey, Mo, we're going to be in town for such and such. We're coming by your spot."
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So I hear it all the time.
Yeah, Mr. 803 Freshman was there the other night when I was there.
Yeah, 803. That's our boy.
Boots on the ground.
Big shout out to old 803 Fresh.
Well, yeah, he's from Wagner. Yeah, so it's not hard for him to come.
And right now.
Yeah, but he right has now, a South busy Carolina schedule.
Popping, I mean, yeah, he's popping.
He is definitely popping. Did y'all see him?
He's popping. Trap Dickie is popping. Mahogany's popping.
It's
popping.
Did y'all see the Vice President Kamala Harris doing the Boots on the Ground dance?
I did.
Y'all haven't seen it. You saw it.
South Carolina's on fire, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm. And they need to capitalize on that.
That's honey, he got some.
It doesn't, like, my problem is with Columbia, why malls can't stay open? Why stores can't stay open?
First of all, that's not just Columbia. That's kind of all over right now because of Amazon and other places like that.
But like Sand Hill, when it first started opening, when I got here,
oh, I know.
It was great.
Sand Hill is a nice place.
Like, but they
used to be at one. Okay, so because they want to charge too much for leasing. It's very, very expensive. And what you want to do is you want to get people in there first, you know, and then if you want
to
go up later on,
that's
on
what
the
need
race.
To do, y'all.
But yeah,
well,
so
let's hold that conversation for the next show because you said Sand Hills, I got an idea for y'all.
There is definitely more to come. But this is a great episode. So y'all got anything y'all want to put out? Y'all
and
social media handles?
And to the creator, tell them about all. He says yes. Well, yes. Give us all your social media handles, Mr. Mo Giles.
Oh man, I ain't big on the social media handle. I have my kids them handling that stuff, and I need to. So by the time they come back to this again, I'll have a handle.
Okay, cool.
You can just follow Bosses of Columbia on all social media platforms across the board. Bosses of Columbia, and even though Mo is not a social media person, you can learn more about him on those platforms.
There you go.
What's your personal? You want them to follow your personal as well?
You can follow me at Camille Ware and across the board.
Mine is 3BG CEO on Facebook. No, not on Facebook. Don't follow me on Facebook. That's my personal page. on TikTok, IG, and on YouTube. 3BG CEO on all platforms.
Look, I gotta look mine up. I think I'm Nurse Pretty on TikTok and Instagram. And on my Facebook, I'm Yoshi Yolanda. So, yeah.
Yeah.
Till next time.